Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening and welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. Tonight's topic will be fraudulent mediums, how to protect yourself and what to watch out for. I'm Bob Ginsberg. I'm joined by Fran Ginsberg and Melissa Gould. Tom is away tonight on pressing business, and he'll be sure to be back for the next gathering. We would like to start off the gathering with a little statement on intentions. Melissa, if you could do that.
I will do that. Tom has written this intention to be shared by everybody. We intend to rise to the challenge the future requires of us, where all things are possible. We intend to move in new, innovative directions that will provide greater personal realization and empowerment while connecting with nature and the larger universe. The possibilities are endless.
And tonight's sponsor is LNR Productions. You can find them on the web at lnrproductions.com. Fran, let's give some important announcements.
Okay, let me give you the important announcements. And I think we could kind of all chat about these things. We know we have our Visa credit card, our iGive.com, and our Amazon announcements all the time. And that's so that our listeners can help support the radio show and the other programming of Forever Family Foundation, but without having to actually send us a check. Although if you'd like to send us donations, we're more than happy to take them. But if you go on our website and you apply for the Visa credit card, Visa will make a donation to us just because you've taken out the card. And then every time you use it, they will make another donation to us each time you use the card. iGive.com. Just go to that website, name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And when you shop in the over 900 stores on iGive.com's website, which are stores you're probably already frequenting already, like Bed and Bath and Land's End and Sears, a portion of what you purchase is donated back to us, and that helps the programming as well. And then, of course, Amazon.com, if you do your searches from the search box on our website, or if you click on any of the books on our website before going to Amazon.com, everything you've put in your shopping basket, and I think that that holds true for 30 days, so if you're shopping and then you're going to go back before you check out, a portion of that purchase is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So just remember us when you're shopping on the internet, and that'll keep this radio show going. If you're a business interested in advertising on this show, like LNR Productions, who is our sponsor tonight, please contact us at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org by email, or you can just call the office at 631-425-7707. We have an upcoming event in August, on August 10th, Dessert and Discarnates, with certified medium Rebecca Anlo Cicero. There are only 12 seats in this exclusive fundraiser. It's a private evening of spirit communication set in an elegant atmosphere serving coffee, tea, and luscious desserts. It's a perfect way to feed your soul as you relax and connect to those souls on the other side who have gone before you. This event currently has only 5 seats left. Our annual November conference is set for Phoenix, Arizona at the beautiful Hilton Phoenix Airport Hotel with free shuttle service to and from the airport as well as to local attractions. And this conference will be the first of its kind as an intensive interactive weekend. Make your reservations now. The weekend will begin with our annual Friday night fundraiser on November 9th, featuring Long Island medium Teresa Caputo, and will continue through November 10th and 11th with a select group of scientists answering your deepest questions about the reality of the spirit world. The weekend also features certified mediums Dave Campbell and Deborah Martin, joining our esteemed panel of presenters, Dr. Evan Alexander III, Lloyd Auerbach, Dr. Julie Beischel, Dr. Stafford Betty, and Dr. Claude Swanson. I'm done.
Hey, well, thank you for that. By the way, the number here, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-627-6008. Again, our topic tonight, as you know, in the gathering, we usually start off with a set topic, and tonight's topic is has to do with mediums and particularly fake or fraudulent mediums. What are some of the things that we can watch out for and how to protect yourself? I guess we talk about fraudulent mediums, and I'm sure you encounter a lot of people, they say, well, all mediums are fakes, right? So if you're closed-minded, closed-minded skeptic, it's a moot point because you're not going to believe anything, you know, although we know that there are certain mediums that very well can, you know, do what they claim to do. When we come to, my feeling is that most mediums that we come across an awful lot of underdeveloped mediums and mediums that cannot do what they say they can do or think they can do, but they're not necessarily frauds or fakes. I think when we talk about outright fakes, they are people who are, you know, for money, trying to deceive the public. So I haven't come across that a lot. I don't know if you have.
Well, I think it's just as dangerous as going to an underdeveloped medium as it is going to a fraudulent medium, because you're spending your money for a reading and you're not getting what you're going to get.
Right.
Now, in all fairness to the underdeveloped mediums, they probably, and most of them don't have any clue that what they're doing is not on par with providing evidential information for somebody who's literally on the edge in their grief and needing to know in no uncertain terms that there's an afterlife. They don't need wishy-washy, you know, he loved you, he knows you were there when he passed. They don't need that kind of information. They need really, really undeniable evidence that there's an afterlife.
We're going to get into all of that. You know, what obviously comes to mind when you talk about fakes is that I won't mention her name, but one particular person that we work with in the foundation told us that she went to a medium with her mom, and the medium told them in no uncertain terms that there was a curse on them. And for a set amount of money, she would be able to remove that curse. You know, it's almost laughable. Except that, they didn't think it was laughable at the time. They were trying to come up with the money to remove the curse, you know.
You know, and even if you don't believe in this stuff,
right,
there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, well, what if? Yeah. And I better cough up the dough because there's going to be a real problem. Mm-hmm. Or there may be a real problem. And, you know, I'd rather just pay the money and not have to chance it. You know, so that's another reason why you really, really have to check out the mediums before you go. I know that we've been recommended many times, mm-hmm, to mediums that later turn out to be total fakes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I think that what we need to talk about is cold reading, and that's a technique that's used by fraudulent mediums and fraudulent psychics, and we'll go over, you know, some of that, and we'll explore how that, some of the tricks, you know, that they could use. We'll also discuss the possibility that some legitimate mediums might, even if it's subconsciously, use some of those techniques, you know, as filler. So we're going to get into all of that when we come back from our break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few, and we'll get into the subject hot and heavy. Take care.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio, and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. We're talking about mediumship, specifically fraudulent medium techniques and how to protect yourself. We were talking about the mediums that were pure fakes, and some of the techniques that they use, or red flags, would be we live in an age where information is readily available. It's not like it was when mediumship was in its heyday, you know, 80, 90, 100 years ago. If a medium has your information, an unscrupulous medium or a fraudulent medium, they can find out a wealth of information on you on Google and all over the net. So, you know, you have to bear that in mind to watch out for. If you give them your first and last name and they know where you live or possibly your phone number, yes, it's possible to have a whole dossier of information that they can use. So, you know, you would bear that in mind. Also, I guess we're familiar with these ads, mostly for psychics. You've seen them, Melissa, on pay by the minute, you know. So, and sometimes we do get emails at the foundation like that, and they say, well, I've been checking out your certified medium list, and I want to know, you know, how much do they charge per minute, you know. And the first thing I say is, well, run away from this. Don't charge by the minute, you know. Right. You can't command spirit to within a minute time frame. The other techniques, you know, that people use in cold reading is they will watch for body clues. We know that. I mean, ask any poker player. I mean, there are very subtle things that you can become trained in, slight movements of the eye, a little frown, a little acknowledgement, you know. And in cold reading, you you feed off of that. You know, of course, there's a lot of. Have you ever noticed? I'm sure you have, because I have. When we observe some of the readings, the medium will give a piece of information and then give that same piece of information. They just switch a couple of words, like two or three times, to make it sound like they're coming up with more stuff when they're really saying the same thing over and over again.
And I think it's more apparent to us listening in, certainly not to the sitter. It's not resonating, then suddenly, oh, that resonates, and they don't realize it was already said to them.
Right, and listen, we've had, I've observed, and I know that both of you have as well, people that show up for readings. I mean, I watched one woman sat down with a medium, and she's wearing a picture of her deceased son around her neck, you know, and then lo and behold, okay, the medium, I mean, you know, let's give the medium the benefit of the doubt. They didn't notice this huge thing hanging around her neck, and they did bring through her son. But that, it doesn't it lessen the evidence for you? Because you have that thought in your head, well, of course, you know, how do I know my son's really coming through, you know, when I'm wearing this? So another thing that you should do, there's nothing wrong with bringing an article from a deceased loved one with you, but don't.
But not for the purpose of the reading. Some people bring it because they want to give it to the medium.
Right.
And they don't understand that when they're doing that, they're handing over the energy of the person. And then they're getting a psychic reading on that person, which may sound like they're contacting the deceased person, but really they're just giving you back the energy of who that person was.
Possible, or it is providing a stronger link to the deceased.
It could, but I'm saying, again, you're diminishing the evidence.
Right.
But I do think, even though it's psychic and that's not what our foundation is investigating, that's pretty cool.
Well, oh, yeah. Psychometry is
and it makes
everything
people feel good.
Well, you can also, you know, people are human, mediums are human, you know, and they can size you up. I mean, you're sitting there. First thing they notice, you're wearing a wedding ring, you're not wearing a wedding ring. You can judge somebody's ethnicity. You could judge, you see their height and you see their weight. You pick up a lot more information than what, you know, a lot of people would readily, you know, admit to. I know that there are, and I tried reading books about this because I like to play poker and I wanted to improve my poker game. But there's a lot you could tell by somebody's eyes, you know, whether they're looking at you, looking down. The medium will look for a slight little twitch in your eyes when there's a piece of information when you get anxious, so they know that they hit on a piece of information that might be right. On the other hand, you know, if they see the little frown of disappointment, they know they better go, you know, somewhere else. And when I say they, I'm talking about fraudulent mediums now, you know, not legitimate mediums. Did you want to take a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller. Would you like to talk to Elizabeth from Florida? She's on line 3.
Okay.
Elizabeth?
Hello.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. You're welcome to Signs of Life Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I'm not sure it's exactly on topic, but I'm looking for a teacher or a mentor or classes or something. And I have some ability. I don't profess to be a medium or a psychic or anything, but I'm just looking to maybe improve or get a little better handle on what abilities or skills I have. And I've been looking around trying to search on the Internet and what have you, and wow.
Yeah.
Everything I see looks like, oh my gosh, it's just like totally, either totally off the wall or totally looks like, here, send me all your money and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Well,
up,
yes,
you know?
It is still on topic, Elizabeth.
Okay.
It's very hard to judge it. And, you know, frankly, we do get asked, because we conduct a medium certification program, we do get a tremendous number of inquiries from people like yourself, and it's really beyond the scope of our organization. We just evaluate the evidence, but we don't offer any such classes. However, there are a lot of very good mediums, and you might want to check the certified medium list on our own website. who individually offer their own development classes. It's one way to go. And there's a
if
few...
I'm just, you know, being stuck down here on a peninsula it feels like Florida is the hinterland sometimes. It seems to be behind the rest of the country sometimes. And,
yeah. Well, it's something that...
Casadega is a large area, but I don't even know how reputable it is.
Yeah, well, it's like anything else. You'll find a mixture, you know, of mm-hmm. good and bad. We're working on, you know, having some sort of a resource or a referral source because we just get so many inquiries that way.
I just want to throw out there that some of the mediums on our website are working on setting up classes on the Internet so that,
oh, that
you have a live
a
webcam class.
Oh, wow.
So you wouldn't have to drive to any strange places.
Right, and that is the direction that we were looking. We're trying to put...
I'm there. You do that, yeah. I'm there.
Well, you know, check our website, over the next, you know, couple of months, because that we're getting closer on that. So we'll post some information for you.
And I think, too, in the meantime, Elizabeth, if you check out our book list, some of our mediums and non-mediums have written wonderful books that will help you develop your talents a bit more.
Well, I have been. I've been doing that, and I have been ordering the books, so...
Okay.
But I was just looking for a mentor and maybe some classes and maybe getting with a group of like-minded women or people,
Yeah, it's interesting because we conduct these afterlife discussion groups in various mm-hmm. parts of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also talking about forming similar, you know, discussion groups among people like yourself, you know, that
mm-hmm.
have some intuitive abilities and are looking to expand and develop upon them. So that might be something coming down the pike as well.
Okay, but oh, I would be so thankful for that.
Elizabeth, is one of your books by Janet Nohavik?
I think so, actually.
Okay, her book that she recently wrote on mediumship. She wrote two books. One is about her own personal journey, and the other one is about evidential mediumship.
Was she a nun?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I have that, yes.
Okay, but do you have both of her books then?
I do.
Okay, so that one happens to be, I think, an excellent book. I read it myself, and I thought that the exercises that she gives in it are very, very helpful if you're working
they
on...
They are. They are. She's so amazing, and she, you know, spits all these exercises out like, oh, sure, go just hold your hand up against a dark wall and try to see the aura. And I'm like, okay.
A lot of us have tried seeing auras, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
Well,
but, yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Right. I will keep my eye on the website.
Okay, great. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Right. Bye-bye. You know, we were talking about ways of cold reading, and I thought we might try something with you, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mention this, but
no.
Just this is an example. Obviously, I can't do a reading for Fran because we know each other too well. Now, I do know your immediate family, but I don't know much about your extended family. So, now I'm going to pretend I'm a medium, and which I'm not, and I'm going to give you a short reading.
Okay.
And you'll have
to score it.
Well, either you score it or just acknowledge it.
Okay.
And so we'll figure out, you know. So let's start. And Melissa, I have a what appears to be a grandmother figure in front of me. You know, is your grandmother in spirit?
Yes.
Now it's interesting because she's I see her. She appears to me wearing an apron, which I'm interpreting as her being a great cook. Might she have been a great cook?
She loved to cook.
Okay. She seems to be a very strong woman in many respects. She was the one that held the family together. Would that make sense to you?
The strong part, yes.
Okay. I'm feeling a tightness in my chest. Might she have had trouble breathing at the end?
That I don't know.
Okay. You weren't able to be with her when she passed, were you?
Depends on which grandmother we're speaking about. One I was, but one I was not.
I'm getting what appears to me something that looks like needles. Did she like to knit or sew or do crafts?
Yes, and actually the one that we seem to be focused on,
right.
I was not with. So you're reminding me of that.
Okay. She's showing me that she's dancing with your grandfather. So your grandfather's also in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also getting a little choking sensation. So did grandfather smoke? Might he smoke cigarettes or a pipe or
cigar? I don't believe that grandfather did. Maybe another one did.
Okay. I'm also seeing blackness, which is my symbol for cancer. So does that make sense at all?
It does.
Okay. What's with the Florida connection? Is there a Florida connection?
No, actually, our family doesn't have a Florida connection.
Okay, I'm getting a family of five connected to grandma, which could be three children or siblings, or was that?
Well, I came from a family of five.
You came from a family of five. Okay. Who in the family wore a uniform? I'm seeing a uniform, which could be somebody in service or
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Well.
Okay. All right. So. I just gave, 12 pieces of information, and we didn't, it appears to me that 9 or 10 of them were correct, okay? And they were all general in nature,
mm-hmm.
But if you were scoring them, you would give that a score of somewhere around, 85, to 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So if a research facility was scoring mediums, they might give that a very high score. Of course, the scoring methods, one of the scoring methods that we use, as you well know, we factor in significant information. So in addition to regular information, so although you had to mark that true, if I would have said, had your grandmother and I gave your grandmother's name,
mm-hmm.
That would be weighted a lot, stronger, in the evidence. So, somebody... my point is that, if you were in terrible grief and you were very close to your grandmother and she had recently passed, you might have been heartened by the reading, that I gave you, right? I mean, so...
Definitely.
These are just a short example of some of general information. And general information... Look, we're not saying that because somebody gives you a piece of general information that there's something fraudulent going on. It very well may be true. But the purpose of a medium is to provide evidence of spirit, evidence of an afterlife. And, the stronger the evidence, the more significant. So there are a lot of people like myself that, you could get 10 out of 10 pieces of information, but they're so obvious that, it doesn't make... doesn't give me much hope or belief. How about you, Fran?
No, it doesn't, and that was the point I was making before, is that if you've got somebody who's on the edge, you've got to give them the evidence. You can't give them this general information.
Yeah. I really was paying attention to this, and it hit home, and I may have discussed this once before, but as you recall, we once went to a workshop, with a reputable medium, and it was a workshop at the end to try to see if you had any mediumship ability, and they teamed everybody up with a partner, and you would do readings for each other, and first of all, I was brand new to the, at this point, I didn't even know if I believed in mediums, and I'm sitting there, but yet, the people I was sitting across, it was a a mother and son. I didn't know that, but that's the way I read the situation. So I'm sitting in front, and I realized the pressure that mediums must be under, because here I am. They were obviously in grief. I was compassionate. I wanted to help them, and somehow I felt compelled to give some sort of a reading that, you know, to try to make them feel better, which is horrible. You know, I would never, ever consider doing that now, but that's what I was doing. So, I sized them up, and I said, well, you know, but I knew their name, you know, which was happened to be of an Italian descent, and the mother looked like she was in her late 50s, early 60s, and the son was, like, in his 20s, and I said things like, I have a man here in spirit. Of course, their father had just passed. You know, the husband had just passed. I said, he's a gray-haired man. Well, yeah, he had gray hair. And I started to go through, and I said, I'm getting the name Sal and Tony. And it just so happened his name was Tony and his brother's name was Sal. These are things you can certainly, I can understand how these things happen, and I'm sure both of you see it all the time.
Right, and I think the sad thing, and I know Melissa and I have gone to lots and lots of different medium classes and stuff, and unfortunately, that's always the way they start out teaching you. And
so uncomfortable.
It's extremely uncomfortable. And I know you and I look at it from the point of view of this couldn't possibly be helpful, yet look at all of the people, even like Elizabeth, who would have walked into a class like that, would have gotten information and right away said, wow, look how wonderful I am. Look, I'm a medium. Look, I could do this stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
and
that happened to Tom to a small degree in that development class we took with Angelina back in 2006.
Right.
And right away, Angelina had him, sit in a chair, and he noticed that he would be telling the story if he were here, but he sensed that citrus smell, and he said, I'm smelling oranges. And the woman he was supposed to be reading said, well, I just came back from Florida. And Tom just was ready to go to the bank with that. He struck gold with his cold reading. So,
how do you feel about obviously, a lot of mediums do group readings. It makes more sense economically. Also, you can expose yourself to more people and reach more people. And of course, we have many, many events, and so we've observed countless numbers of those readings with anywhere from 20 to hundreds, in the audience. A lot of mediums They'll say something like, okay, who lost a child? Now, without directing it to anybody specifically, not, without even honing it to a certain area in the group. And look, we know if you have 100 people in the audience, somebody there, probably multitudes of people, will have lost children. So, and then the medium goes over, to that person, and then tries to bring through evidence. Now, I've seen it both ways. At first, that is a fraudulent technique that unscrupulous mediums will use. However, I've also seen a good certified mediums do this, but then when they go to that person, it's sort of like a honing device. When that person acknowledges it, then they come and they start bringing through specific evidence. So, what's your feeling on that?
I think since we don't really know how mediumship works, and so even our certified mediums who we've seen sometimes pinpoint exactly, like they know who they have to speak with, but other times maybe it's just taking them a little bit of time to rev up their energies, and you can't blame them for that because, everyone's not always ready to go. So if they fall back on that on occasion, not regularly, I don't think we would approve of that, but I cannot fault them for addressing a whole room full of people. On occasion, if you really, you're just, you're not in your groove yet. I don't think we could expect them to be on the top of their game every moment.
I think you're making the assumption that if they're doing that, that it's their fault. whereas it may just be the way spirit's coming through.
Well, that, and when I said we don't know how this all works.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We don't know.
So, you know, and you're right. We've been at events, and we've had events where the certified medium will actually do it two different ways. And you could see there that the intent is not to deceive, because obviously he or she will say, okay, I'm coming to you now, and you have a brother in spirit, and they're on they're right on. And then for the next reading, it's all of a sudden, I've got a John here. Does somebody have a John who died on a motorcycle? And then somebody will claim it. So I really do believe that that for the most part, there is some linking connection that has to be made between all three involved, the medium, the spirit, and the sitter. And sometimes, for whatever reason, the spirit's too new to the other side, or whatever the story is, that the communication isn't as strong, or maybe they're not sending the message of who it belongs to.
Yeah, I think as far as one good piece of advice when you're seeing a medium is that you have a natural inclination to divulge a lot of information. You don't even realize that you're doing it. So what happens is, you know, the medium would say, I have, do you have a brother, you know, who passed away? And then, you know, the sitter will say, yes, that was my brother, you know, Anthony. He died on a motorcycle. He was 21 years old, and he was just graduated from college. Don't do that.
I wanted to give you more information just a moment ago.
I know.
You were meeting me, because it was the natural thing to do.
Right.
And personable.
Yeah, exactly. And most, because we're human and we're compassionate, we want to try to help, you know, or validate, you know, the information. But most mediums will say to you, don't do that. You know, let me, you know, give you the information. Because they know that that way you will walk away from the reading without question, and knowing that spirit is involved. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to pick up this conversation again. So stay with us, and we're going to be talking more about mediums and spirit.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We're talking about fraudulent mediums. Did you guys know that in England, started in 1951, had a Fraudulent Mediums Act? And it was a law, and it prohibited a person from acting as a psychic or a medium while attempting to make money from deception.
What year did you say that was, Bob?
1951.
Really, in the 50s? Yeah,
like it was repealed in 2008 and replaced with a different, broader act that encompassed other things.
It was repealed, but it was replaced with something even better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's because the new act encompasses many, many different types of businesses. Mm-hmm. But this was specifically from fraudulent mediums. Well, the Fraudulent Mediums Act in 1951 actually replaced a law that was on the books like from the 1700s or 1800s about the witches, you know, and
this is
prohibiting, you know, that. Yeah. This was in England, yeah.
Is mediumship more prevalent in England or any other countries?
You know, I think people are maybe more receptive to it. I mean, don't forget, there were a lot of great mediums in history, you know, that started in England. So I think it has a steep history. You had the British Society for Psychical Research. Now you have, like, the Arthur Findlay, you know, School and other organizations that are
I know that
prestigious.
Janet Nohavik goes over to teach.
She learned at the Arthur Findlay School, and now they call her in to teach. So
I think that's marvelous. We
have to be really good to be a teacher there, so...
We were talking about some of the things the mediums say. One thing that maybe we could touch on is, why do we have so many people today? It seems like an epidemic of people that want to become mediums. You know, and you didn't see 30, 40 years ago, you know, this happening. And I guess some of the reasons are obvious. There's a lot of high-profile mediums on TV making a lot of money.
It's glorified on TV.
Yeah.
You know, they don't show the side of it that's difficult and the side of it of where you really have to be a certain kind of a person to work with people who are in deep grief.
So basically what you're saying is a lot harder than what it appears, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so. And I think a lot of the mediums that we've certified, they genuinely want to help people. And it's not about the money. And we know that from that they donate their services for our events. And they genuinely want to bring some people comfort.
Yeah. You know, my observation is that there are a tremendous number of people that that grew up in sort of closeted environments, you know, because of their either religious teachings or their cultural influences or their education, were taught that these things are not normal. You know, they put them in the paranormal. And then yet, so many people have these things, and they won't talk about them. So I think what's happening is that as people have more and more of these experiences, sometimes they misinterpret what they're feeling as some sort of a sign from the universe that their chosen path is to become a medium. And yet, it's just who we are. You know, I mean, physics and metaphysics are pointing in the same direction, that we're all interconnected, you know, with the universe, and we exchange information, you know, despite what we've been taught. So, I mean, would you agree with that, that you come across a lot of people that, I know we certainly get a lot of emails saying, I'm experiencing this, it's causing me some anxiety, or maybe even, you know, depression, and I don't know what to do with it, but I feel that I'm compelled to go on the path to become a medium.
Right. I know this is my journey, and a lot of it comes, again, from TV, you know, particularly with Long Island Medium and Teresa's situation, where she was plagued with anxiety and stuff until she was able to put things into perspective and start to study mediumship and take it seriously and devote 110% of herself to it. Most of these people say, oh, it's a calling and this is my journey, but I'm not giving up my day job. And that's part of the problem, is you're never going to be good at this if you're not giving it your all. There's no way spirit's going to want to work with you if this is just like something to do on the side. This is something you have to really, really take seriously.
You can't just dabble in it. You
right.
have to devote yourself to
it. Well, and one of the reasons that you have to take it very seriously is that by the nature of what you're doing, you're constantly in front of people that are in horrible grief. And whether you like it or not, you are, although you're certainly not advertising yourself in that capacity, you're somewhat of a grief counselor. Why don't we take another call?
Okay, we've got George from Oregon on line 3. George, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I actually wasn't calling in to say something, just to listen.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, George. Listen away.
Is this the right way to participate, to just call in, or...?
Well, you can do that, or you can go on the web. There's a link to the show, and you listen on your computer.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is good.
You can stay on. We're just having a conversation.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about? I've noticed that even among very strong, you know, evidential mediumship readings, that it's not uncommon for the medium to interject, you know, what I would call filler. In other words, it's in between the evidence. You know, that I think that because the medium feels pressure in a sense that they're a performer, even though they would never call themselves a performer, but they are in the sense that they're in front of, especially in front of groups, not so much in a one-on-one situation, but they're in front of a group and they don't want to have dead air, so to speak. You know, bad choice of words. But
that's what it's called.
Yeah, but so what they do is they interject information that maybe not even on purpose, but what we were talking about before, maybe sizing up and stating the obvious. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mixture of general stuff that they know is general, but it's just maybe waiting for the more, you know, a stalling technique for, you know, when more evidence comes through.
I'm always surprised when the information just keeps coming. You know, when we speak, I think we first think about what we're going to say, but sometimes it just keeps coming, and it makes one wonder, how did you even have time to check with spirit or ask that question.
Right.
But in regards to the filler, some of my favorite mediums that I've not personally had readings with but taken others to, they might fill in with just the standard, oh, and there's so much love, just love, 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 which my mother had a big problem with because she said, in our family, there wasn't that much love. I said, well, there is now. But, you know, I too felt like I would be that way. I fill up space with, because I get nervous, and
right.
like right now,
yeah.
I keep well, talking.
Right. I think it's just the natural reaction. Did we have...
Yes, we have a very special caller. We have Siri on line 4.
Well, I only know one person named Siri, so...
So far, anyway. But Siri, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I've been listening to you.
Hello. Hi, Siri.
How are you?
How are you guys all doing? Well, I've been listening to the show, and I think it's a really valid show, and I think it's a show that should be... It's a topic that should be spoken about more often, because... as you know, the three of you, I'm one of the certified mediums. And in my office, I have to always, when I have a new person in my office, I have to explain to them what is a good medium, what is not such a good medium. And I'm one of these mediums that I do it for the love of the work. Although I never wanted to be a medium.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and
you see, I was not one of these people that I set myself out to, you know, sort of do this because this was my mission.
Right.
It kind of happened. So, yeah.
Would you agree that it's very difficult to do the work that you do if you don't devote full time to it?
Yes, I would definitely agree because I actually had to... I had several jobs after I finished my master's. I had several jobs, and I would always be laid off. For silly reasons, and because I'm a nice person. So the last time I was laid off, this is when I made the big leap, and I said I have to do this full time. And so now I'm doing it full time. But I'm also realizing that working as a medium, when you dedicate your life to do this work, you also have to be very mindful of your time and your own mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning that. Because it is hard work. It's very hard work.
Yeah. Do you find it, as you work as a medium, do you find it emotionally and physically draining at all? I mean, when you're, I would imagine that
it can be. Yes, it can be. And I think that it's interesting that you should bring this up because when a medium, I only speak for myself, and I know that every single medium is different, just like every human being on this planet is different. I know for myself when I'm sitting in a session, I love the energy to work with spirit. I actually love it. But then when I get into my sort of the ego mind, into my human emotions, I find myself really having a hard time with the people that are grieving because... that's when I kick in, and I think, I wish I could do something more, but there's nothing more that I can do. I can't bring the spirit back to life. So it's a tug of war.
Yeah, I could imagine. And by the, you know, people that do the work that you do, you're naturally empathic people, you know. So, I mean, you're feeling the pain. So I give you and your colleagues a lot of credit. I'm sorry we're ending the show, but for those callers who are not familiar with Siri, you can find her information on the Certified Mediums page on our website under Siri Bernson.
Right, and Siri, what is your website?
Well, this is not why I called in. I just want to sort of interject into the conversation.
I know, but it's always nice to acknowledge our callers. So what is your website?
It's Spirit of Light.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that it was a fabulous topic that you had tonight, Bob and Fran and Melissa, and definitely worth speaking of, and we talk about it all the time up in Boston.
That's so nice.
Good valid mediums, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, and we hope to see you soon.
Hope so, too. Thanks so much, Bob.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're kind of winding down, so I'd like to get our prayers in. Now we're going to ask all of our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Stanley Mulan, Julie B., Chase McKenna, Elizabeth McKenna, Glenna Irwin, Doreen Malloy, Barbara Petillo, Pat Longo, David Haith, Rita Springer, CJ, Lynn LeClaire, Eileen LaFada, Mark Varon, Wendy Lippo, Vicki Steffi, and Nancy Scheel. And now let's give energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all the living creatures by praying like this. To the waters, whales, dolphins, pelicans, fishes, shellfishes, planktons, coral, algae, and all creatures in our Earth's waters, I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That was taken from the original Gulf Water Prayer by Motsuro Emoto back on May 9th, 2010. And believe me, all of our waters need that. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
Science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.